You guys want to talk about? You want to talk about Carolina? Do you want to talk about trades? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
I know that. I know you guys want to talk about that.
You still happy to be here?
Yes, I'm very happy to be here. Look at the smile on my face. Seriously, I'm happy to be here.
Did they say anything to you?
Was it much about nothing, though, Tony?
Pretty much. You know, like I said before all this even happened, I never asked for a trade. Contrary to what's been written, what people have said, I never asked for a trade. All I said was that I would be willing to listen if they had something, if they got an offer or whatever they wanted to do. So I'm here. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm glad it's over. Now we can just focus because, you know, you look at our record right now, things don't look good. But at the same time, we still got a chance as far as I'm concerned. I got 9 games left and we're mathematically not out of it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's time to hit the road and hit it running. And hopefully we can get one out there against Carolina.
Does that kind of come with the territory, though? I mean, the conjecture, other people talking about what you should do or what should happen or anything like that?
Well, in this day and age, people are going to talk. There's a lot of talking heads out there. A lot of people are going to have their take on things, their spin on things, with rumors and all this stuff. And I'm part of it, too. I mean, I hear stuff, and I don't know if it's true or not. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like I said, and like I've tried to do throughout this whole process, is just try to focus on what I'm doing and trying to help this team win. And like I said, I'm glad it's over now, and I'm ready to go out there and finish the season strong. Hopefully we can make a serious run here, because that's what it's going to take. And I believe we have the talent. We got a couple players coming back that are going to help us out, and some key players coming back. So it's you know, I'm going to be positive about it, and I think everybody else will be too.
Can you tell us now, in hindsight, now that it's over, if Thomas, your agent, or anybody even approached the subject with you or told you that there's something out there brewing, or would you be at all interested, or preliminarily?
There was, of course, I mean, obviously Kansas City. I mean, Everybody knows that. I mean, like I said, I heard the rumors from television, from just reading, and then obviously my family, they have my interest in hand, so they're going to come from somewhat of a selfish standpoint. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they? I mean, I'm their baby. So they're saying, what would you do? What would you do? And I answer this question. I'm going to keep all that in private. I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter what happened because I'm here today, and that's the reality of it, and that's a good reality as far as I'm concerned. I love Atlanta, even the city. I mean, so it was like I said, I'm just glad it's over with, and it's time to get back to work.
Let's go football, guys.
Yeah. What do you think about the linebacker?
No. You guys want to talk about football?
Carolina linebackers. Their front seven is pretty good. Their linebackers also are guys that are pretty physical. Talk about those guys that are trying to be successful.
Real good. I think these linebackers might be at least at the top of one of the top units in the league. They're playing really, really good football. So it's going to be tough for us. And they got the two DNs are out there putting good pressure against the run and pass. So we have to go out there and bring our A game you know, it's going to be tough. Like it was last week, we got to have a better showing than what we did last week. And I think we can.
How do you keep the tactics that they're employing on you, double teams, hitting you off the line? Mm-hmm. How do you keep your spirits up and try to fight through
it? It's frustrating. It's frustrating because, you know, you work so hard during the week, and then there's holes in the defense that you say, you know what, I can go out there. I think I can be successful with this week. And then you get in that situation, and then you got two guys on you. It's bracket coverage or the punt coverage, the gunner type style coverage, which for the third time this year, I've never had that happen to me. I haven't even seen it done to anybody else. So hopefully that trend stops here pretty soon, because it should be illegal as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. Obviously, I'm biased, and because that doesn't allow me to do anything. I mean, it's just it nullifies me. But which is probably what they're trying to do. But at the same time, you do that, then it should open up somebody else. Somebody else should be one on one. Sometimes somebody will be running free a couple times during that game. I had three guys jump all over me, and Harry's wide open to the flat, and he's running up the sideline for 20 yards. So if teams want to do that, that's fine with me, especially when Roddy gets back. You can't do that, and hopefully we'll get back to that real balanced offense, and I can go out there and help this team win.
Tony, is there anything you could do from a play design standpoint to counter that, maybe send you in motion or anything?
We did. Like they do. These coaches are good coaches, and they, you know, they'll split me out where I'm the only guy on that side. They did it last week in the red zone, and then what they do, they just put two guys over there. Right. And like I said, that's fine. That the defenses want to do that, that's fine. And it's up to the guys on this team, and Matt will find them, and these guys will get open, and hopefully we'll put some points on the board.
Is there any sort of sense now that desperation or urgency in you that, I mean, whereas last year that door was still open slightly, now you know that unless you make the playoffs, you got 9 weeks left in your career and what you've pretty much done your whole life. Does that, you sort of impart that to guys around here, or at least for you, that mindset sort of
that mindset's with me, and it was with me at this time last year, because honestly, like I said, I know you guys probably don't believe me, but last year I really did believe that it was going to be my last year. But it's the same thing going on in my mind now. I'm savoring every moment that I can out there, and I want to play as well as I can, because it's coming down to the end. And I sit and think about that sometime. I think back to Pop Warner. My son's playing Pop Warner now. He's got the Super Bowl this week, so wish him good luck.
Oh, is that the
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're in the championship
game. Have they
lost yet? No, they haven't lost yet. They're good. So, you start thinking back when it all started in high school, college, the first couple years in the league. I mean, coming here, I remember my first day showing up here to the locker room. I mean, it's not sad. But you know, it makes me emotional to think that it's all coming to an end, and every player goes through this. I'm not the only one who gets to go through this. So I'm gonna really try to enjoy myself these last 9 weeks and take it for what it's worth, and enjoy the guys in this locker room, enjoy these games, and hopefully we can do something that's never been done before. Hopefully we can turn this thing around.
And you obviously don't want to go out with it being kind of continuing this trend that you've had through seven games.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's not what you obviously came back for. And even, I mean, how important would it mean to you, even if you didn't make the playoffs or you fell short, but to at least finish strong and have that a good feeling as you walk away?
Yeah, I want to finish strong. Mm-hmm. That's important. And it's not just important to me. It's important to everybody on this team. But obviously, yeah, because this is my last year. That's my goal right now, is to finish strong as a team, as an individual and as a team. And I'm going to do my damnedest to go out there and prepare the best that I can to go out there and be successful each Sunday that comes up. You know, God willing that I'm able to play week in and week out. So I like our chances. They're not good chances, but I'm an optimistic person. I think you guys have figured that out since I've been here, and I'm going to keep plugging, and I expect my teammates to do the same thing.
Coach keeps saying that, you know, the run blocking is everybody, the tight end, the receivers, and the line, even though we look at the line all the time. What can the tight ends do to help with the run game?
Well, we can do our part when our number's called. Go out there and use your technique and get the job done. That's what you do as a player. It doesn't – whatever play is called, you have to make it go. And that's all of us is throughout that whole line, and we're part of the offensive line. And as a tight end, I look at it, if they want to call a run play that's coming right behind me, I got to get the job done, you know. And everybody has to have that urgency and that accountable attitude towards each other, so we can get the job done. And it hasn't been good, it hasn't been pretty. And I think that's all of us, and we all can admit that, myself included, that we have to play better. And hopefully, we can start that this week.
Is that the seal blocks he keeps telling us about? Is that the tight end?
It's every well. The depends on what the play is called. Okay. You know what I mean? If it's an edge play, then yeah, I got to try to get that DN to pin him a little bit, just enough time to get Steven around the edge, or Quiz, or whoever's back there running the ball. And as a tight end, I mean, it's probably never really going to be that pretty, but it's just got to be effective, and you got to be able to get the job done just enough to give him enough room so he can get by you, and hopefully get at least a 5-6 yard gain, and hopefully more after that. Well, it's a sense of urgency as a team. Like, it's now or never. Each week that we play, like I said last week, we can't afford to lose anymore. We have to put together a run, a serious run, where we got to put games back to back. And it better be extra juice this week. It better be that way for every game that we play from here on out. Because, like I said, we can't lose. We can't lose too many more. We have to make sure that we go out there and play each game like it's our last game. And hopefully we'll come out on top. We're physical. I like to think we've been physical, and we can be. We'll get back to being the type of team that we've been in the past. And they're going to bring it. Hopefully we'll bring it. And, I'd like to come out on top.